Richard changed the course of the game from your point of view?
Definitely, I think. There was only going to be one winner once we get the first goal. They weren't causing as many problems at all. We said to Higgy at half-time, he's got to be careful because obviously he's on a yellow card, can't get involved. And he's not done anything malicious, but he's obviously shoulder-barged the boy, and it looks probably worse than what it was. And he gets sent off, which is crazy. You kind of get involved, and then that puts us under pressure, obviously. They pile everybody forward, but we defended really well for the majority of it, and we lost a really soft goal for the free kick. I think Sean slipped on the Astro, and it's been in. So, no, a disappointing one when you draw, because obviously we were desperate to get a win here against our rivals.
Did he take a deflection, Alan?
No, he slipped. He lost his footing. So it happens sometimes, but it was a soft goal to lose from our point of view, especially in such a big game.
And the post saved you at the very end too?
I think he'd already give a free kick for that one. Kick. Or an offside or whatever, he'd already blow his whistle. So. No, there wasn't much in the game. I think the first goal was probably going to win it. You get the first goal, clear penalty. And then obviously we're in a driving position, so it's a wee bit frustrating.
I think he's a passionate player. Is it something you've got to try and rein in a bit?
He is passionate, and you're not going to take that out of Higgy. He wouldn't be the same player without that passion, but you've got to control it as well. The first booking is a clear booking. It's crazy as well. There's no need to make the challenge. So he's got to learn for that. He's absolutely gutted in there. He knows he's sold it. He's let down everyone because it was such an important game.
Are you concerned about the disciplinary record? Or?
We had a good disciplinary record up until last week, I think. You know, for some reason, we seem to be getting a lot of bookings. And then, obviously, two sending off, Declan McManus as well. It's a crazy sending off. He knows he's in a yellow card, and it's a really bad challenge on Dean Shields, but you just don't get involved. Let the referee handle it. And as soon as there's a coming together of players, there's always going to be one for each team that's going to get booked. And unfortunately, it was Declan, and that sent him off as well.
1,256 Pars fans here. You had a fantastic support following you today.
It was. No, they get right behind the team. Could hear the support right from the start. There's a good atmosphere, I think, in the ground as well. Obviously, you're disappointed not to get the win. It is a hard place to come. And now, I think the league's really tight as well. You can see there's five teams, I think it is, that are really in a good position to go in and put a run together.
In a strange way, with United beating St Mirren, it wasn't too bad a day for you, was it?
I know, that's what makes it even more galling when you see the result when you're in such a pole position. But they're the wee things we need to learn. We've got to make sure we cut out the mistakes, and we're more than capable of going on a run.